ladies and gentlemen.
Blog Talk Radio.
I always have to wait for that. Hello, guys. Thanks for waiting. For all of you guys there on hold, and I'm going to get to each of you as soon as I can. My name is Stephen Harefield, and I love working with people as an intuitive life coach, guidance, helping people see things and circumstances in their lives. You can find out more about me by going to my website at Harefield, that's HAIRFIELD.com. And if you want to know about counseling in specific, just click on the icon and you can see all the aspects of what I do. I'm an author and I'm also an international speaker, and I just absolutely love the opportunity of working with people. I've got quite a few of you here on the switchboard. And what I'm going to do is take you in the sequence in which you called in. Some of you, thank you. You've been on hold for some time, and I appreciate that. If you enjoy the show and you get questions, you can also email me at Stephen@Harefield.com. And I'm also on Facebook and Twitter because I really love interacting with people. Caller from 509, you've been on hold for a while. Thanks for waiting. Where are you calling from and what's your first name?
Hi, my name is Erica, and I'm calling from Washington State.
Well, hello, Erica from Washington State. What can I do for you this evening?
Stephen, I was hoping that you could answer a question. I'm curious to know when I will become a mom. I feel like I would be an awesome mom. I don't know, I feel like Carrie Underwood seems like a really cool mom. And I feel like it could be like a really good, you know, like I can raise a kid well. So, yeah.
Well, obviously, Erica, you really are interested in being a mom, and I think that's huge. And, yes, you will become pregnant. You're putting too much emphasis and too much effort on that idea. Is your partner in such a hurry as you are?
No. No.
Okay.
But I was just wondering, if it was going to happen and,
yes,
when and
yes,
maybe what gender.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Erica, what is your age?
I'm 22.
22. Time frames are the most intriguing for me because there's so many variables involved. One, your partner is hesitant and wishes to wait, and you're the one that's in a hurry. And the next thing I would say to you is, no, I think you're going to be a good mother, but don't be in a hurry. Remember the act of what you're doing. It's the expression of you and your partner. And let that be the creation of the child that you have. But that window of opportunity for giving birth, Erica, you'll be around, that window will be about 24. So you got a little less than almost 2 years.
Oh, okay. Do you catch on a gender? Maybe I already have names. I want a boy, and his name would be Adrian.
Okay, hold on. Honestly, I would say I think you're going to have a girl first.
Aw. Oh, well.
Hey, come on. Don't even go there. But let me explain something. What I sense is feminine energy. Feminine energy can be a boy, but it would be a gentle, easygoing boy. What do you mean, uh-oh?
Like a gay boy, maybe?
No. Just a peacemaker. No.
Okay.
No, I didn't say that at all. No, just a gentle person.
Aww,
a person that's really, really friendly, that would rather see people getting along, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and it resonates with the way that I would want to raise a kid, you know, with values and, you know, like being fair, because I want to become a judge someday. So, you know, it's all about justice. But,
sure.
I really appreciate the insight. And it kind of does seem like a far time frame because the birth control, I've been on it for like a long time now, a few years, and I feel like that definitely messed up my system.
No, your system will stabilize. Just give yourself a break from it. And the window of you becoming a mom will be, and like I said, a little less than 2 years, roughly. You'll be about 24.
Would it be with my current partner, or would it be someone new that comes along?
You know, that goes back to my first hit when you asked me the question the first time. I think the universe is waiting for you to have your permanent partner.
Mm-hmm.
So if this person that you're with is not your permanent partner, then no, it's not going to happen with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just need him to improve career-wise, otherwise later. but yeah.
Well, no, don't base your love on what somebody does as far as career goes.
Yeah, true. Yeah, you're
all right.
Thank you, though.
Thanks.
Yeah. Have a good night.
Caller from 702. Where are you calling from? Oops.
Hi.
Yeah, where are you calling? And what's your first name?
My name is Craig, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Craig, you've got a Southern Nevada area code.
Yeah, I used to live there years ago.
Kind of threw me off there for a second. So how can I best be of service for Craig this evening?
Well, I'm thinking about going back to school for my doctorate, and I just want to know, do you see that happening?
Well, I'm going to say I see education in front of you, but I also get the sense at the same time that you're hesitant for some reason. And it may be because your question. No, you know what you would like to study. I mean, so you know what the field is in your doctorate that you would like to go into, correct?
Yes.
Okay. The hesitancy is a little interesting. That seems to be more, I get associated with hesitancy out of place, that you may be out of place going to get your doctorate now. Is that strange, or does that make sense?
It makes sense on two ends, out of place and financially.
Financially, I think you've got resources that are available to you that you're not really looking at and or looking into that can come through the arena of grants. I'm going to say also, Craig, that I think you have the intellect or you have the intelligence and you have the drive. And I'm going to say to you that you are at a teetering point and that if you don't do this, you're going to end up being disappointed. But I think your biggest concern is the field of study that you're attempting to go into. You're wondering if the monetary return will actually be worth it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Were you looking at getting your doctorate in?
Educational leadership.
Everything about me says do it. No, actually, it's taking you towards a different direction. Ultimately, you have some ideas, views, some things that you'd like to put across, but I think it's going to lead you into writing, which is something that I know that you would like to do. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So it's actually more akin to your encouragement as a writer as opposed to what you're actually pointing yourself at on the surface. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say go for it. The financial aspects will take care of themselves.
Okay.
But use the resources that are out there. I'm talking about grants, whatever venue and that you can find that money is available, because I think it's okay. There for you.
Okay.
So check your different avenues before you make your final decision, and I think you'll find
absolutely.
The money.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay.
Caller from 802, where are you calling from, and what's your first name?
My first name is Heidi, and I'm calling from Vermont.
Well, hello. You guys getting snow yet?
Not yet, and hopefully not for a bit.
Gosh, we've already gotten it here about three different times. Well, up in the mountains.
I'm not where you are.
Oh, well, I'm in northern Nevada, so Heidi, how can I best be of service to you this evening?
Well, my husband passed away a little over a year ago, and we
uh-huh.
own a bed and breakfast with a business partner, which was his best friend. The business partner and myself had put it up for sale last year in December. We've had only one or two walkthroughs, and we're knocking our brains out as to why this isn't even hitting any sales. I mean, our goal is to sell it, and it was my husband's goal to sell it, too, before he got ill and passed.
Sure.
I guess my question is it going to sell? When is it going to sell?
Yeah, it's going to sell, but right now I don't think you have the best realtor on the planet that you could have. But this is like the second or third one you've gone through.
Actually, no, this is our first realtor.
No, change your realtor.
Okay.
You got to go more on a broader scale. The realtor you have right now is only really, it's not reaching the people that could buy it,
okay.
is what I'm getting. In other words, you have to be able to go into different markets with it. There's also, it's not doing very well, is it?
I don't know, because right now I am the silent business partner. I am not in the same state that
okay.
the business is in.
Okay.
And like I said, the business partner and my husband were best friends, so I think there is a lot of emotion there
yeah.
that is inhibiting.
Yeah.
And
yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
If, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. I do. I know exactly what you're saying, because I get a lot of emotional, I don't want to use the word upheaval, but chaos.
Yes.
You need a different realtor. Who's in charge of the sale of it? Your husband's friend, or you, or both
yeah.
of you?
No, my husband's friend. Although we do communicate. We do communicate. And
yeah, but he's not. I don't think he's really pushing it.
Okay, that has been my thought all along.
And it's not that he doesn't want to sell it. He does, but only sort of, because of the attachment to your husband. So it's more of an emotional thing to him.
Okay.
So handle that gingerly. But I think there's a conversation that's necessary. With him, and make it heart to heart, and in kindness, because
okay.
what I'm actually, you know, from an intuitive perspective, it's I have to come from a position that this makes no sense to me. So what makes no sense to me is there's no activity on the idea of selling the place.
And I think you're right.
Stupid. All right.
You're definitely right.
All right, so that's the dilemma.
Okay.
So have a conversation with your partner and just ask him what do you really want to do. I mean, if you want to sell it, let's do it. If not, then let's talk. Because he can always buy you out.
Exactly.
So make that your last dance. Because I think you want to get away from it because you want to get it all behind you.
Love it. And, you know, I love my husband. I'm still attached to him.
Right, yeah, no, you just
but
want
to
get this stuff.
But I need to move on.
Right, that's what I just said. You want to get this stuff behind you.
Yeah, my family needs to move on. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Heidi. And if I can do anything, my name is Stephen, and you can find out information about me at my website at hairfield.com.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Hello?
Caller from 813. Thanks for waiting. Where are you calling from, and what's your first name?
My name's Nicole. I'm calling from Indiana.
Nicole from Indiana, how can I best serve you this evening?
Yes, my question is about relationships. I'm currently married, but we live in two different states. I was wondering, what do you see with us? We've been separated since February, but we just still communicate, and we're kind of in a long-distance relationship right now. So I just want to see what do you see?
I think it's going to work out ultimately, because I think the reason you two are separated right now is to have you two learn how to communicate, because you couldn't do that before. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
So this is an opportunity to learn how to communicate, and you have two things going on. One is one of impatience, and the other is trust.
Uh-huh. I have a lot of other things going on, too. I got, yeah,
well, yeah. Yeah, those are the two main things that I pick up. Because I think a lot of the things that you have going on revolve around the idea of trust. You are kind of in a space of torturing yourself, and you're also questioning way too much. Which, in all of that questioning, you're getting him in a defensive mode. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And as you get him in a defensive mode, and it increases your mistrust because he's being defensive. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Nicole, when's the last time you really trusted any male?
Well, the thing is, my husband cheated on me with another girl. That's why we broke up. And I trusted him, and yeah.
Yeah, no, I understand all of that. But when I ask you, when's the last time you really have trusted a male? I mean just that.
I trusted him, you know, and then he started doing things that made me feel like I couldn't trust him.
Do you know for a fact that he had an affair? And I have a reason that I'm asking that question. And
yes,
you answer,
I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
So you know for a fact he did have one.
Mm-hmm. He had one back. That was the reason why I left, because. I saw him with another girl back in December. I became friends with her. You know, they said they were just friends, and then I found out through other people and through him and whatever that they were just more than friends.
I this is going to sound weird, but I get a mixed bag on that, which means there's other things going on, like they may have been really close, but they were never really intimate. That being said, for you and your husband to actually get back together, communication is like I've already said, is the biggest thing. And I think that was part of the issue before. This other gal came into play. For whatever it's worth, it's like your husband felt he absolutely had no way he could communicate with you. So I think part of what's going on in your relationship with your husband is for you two to learn to communicate with each other. And through that communication, I'm going to say to you, follow what you feel when he's talking. If you don't trust it, then don't trust it. Whether you say anything about it or not, that's fine. It's not important that you do or you don't. The message is that you two find each other's center right now, because it is there, but it's not being allowed to be worked with. Does that make sense?
I guess. Like, I don't understand what you mean, like, it's not allowed to be worked with.
You love your husband. He loves you.
Right now,
it's with conditions. And those conditions have to be kind of shifted to where that instead of putting things in a position to where I don't trust you, I can't believe you, hey, both of you have to learn to communicate through that. And if you can do that, then that stuff goes away. Does that make sense?
Every time I assume, like, I call him, it's like I'm bothering him because he gets really defensive when I call him. I don't say nothing. I just, like, you know, he just gets on defensive when I call him. It's like, man, maybe I should just leave you alone or something. But then again, he's like, I don't want you to leave me alone. I don't know.
All right. Then here's my suggestion. Draw him to you. In other words, put the initiative of contact on him, and if he doesn't contact you, that means that you have to wait, and that means be okay with it. It doesn't mean he's doing anything. It means that you're giving him a little bit of an education. You can't carry this relationship on your shoulders by yourself. You with me?
Right.
He has to be engaged, so put some of this back on him.
Right. And so when I do call him.
Oh.
Hello? I'm sorry.
Okay. But you understand what I'm saying. You're going to put some of the responsibility of this on his shoulders.
Okay. Alrighty.
By allowing him to come to you instead of you always going to him. Got it?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Nicole. Thank you. Caller from 303, where are you calling from and what's your first name?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm calling from Arizona and my name is Allison.
Allison, how can I best be of service to you? But you don't have an Arizona accent.
No, that's my old phone number in another state.
No. I said you don't have an Arizona accent.
Oh, accent. No, yes, I'm not. Yeah. Oh, no, Arizona. We don't have. There's no accent here. We're not in the South.
No, I know where you are. I have many friends down in Arizona. So, Allison, how can I best be of service to you this lovely evening?
I lost my job, and I am really needing a better job and a more better, and by that I mean still in my career, but more hours, more money, perhaps even a better working relationship. So I'm looking at this as an opportunity,
okay.
I hope, to upgrade, although I lose my job.
No, it is. You were kind of done where you were anyway, and I think you knew that.
I'm sorry?
Just didn't want to. I said you were done where you were anyway, right?
Yeah. There were some issues with the workplace that had developed that had given me a lot of food for thought, yes.
Right. So my point is you wanted to change, but you were not willing to change. So therefore, they had to change you. you knew you wanted something different, but you wouldn't let what you had go, is my point. And because of that. All right. What were you doing? Yes.
I was wearing a number of different hats at a radio station.
Too much stress. It was wearing on you.
That's because of some issues with one coworker in particular who was extremely abusive, and then another coworker who was, well, let's just say she kind of contributed to the whole mix as well. A newcomer. So it was kind of a double whammy. They were trying to get me out, and they succeeded. So.
Yeah, actually, they did. But you had to go anyway. First thing I get intuitively, Allison, is you're going to have to look in a different arena than what you've been accustomed to and career-wise. What do you think about the idea of something like public relations?
Well, I have a very long career as in the print business. My background is in journalism, but actually majored in broadcasting. But I have a lot of experience in print, not public relations per se, and certainly not sales, which actually I would be horrible at. But some degree, communications.
No. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, public relations is communications, and I see you interacting with people, which is why I throw out there the idea of public relations. I think for you to get back into the radio field right now would be improbable because, for many reasons. First off, I don't think you want to go there. You in communications with people is very good, not in sales, so that's the reason I said public relations. And public relations is just connecting people. And I think you have that experience through the idea of the radio station.
One thing I am horrible at is social media. I myself don't participate in social media, and so much of PR these days, and I know this from having looked for other work, is they actually just assume that you have social media skills, and sometimes they require a very high level of social media experience, and I have just zero to offer. Neither am I particularly interested in it, so that kind of is a double whammy right there. I live in a somewhat small town, but, so I can't, I'm limited not just by my social media skills or lack there, but also what's available in a small town. So it's kind of
Let me ask you ridiculous questions. What is considered a small town?
It's not just the population, it's also the kind of work that's there. We're probably about 40,000 people.
A lot of it is service,
type jobs and things like that,
Okay. So what you're telling me is you're seeing your market as being extremely limited.
Locally, absolutely, yes.
All right. I like the way that you said that. Are you willing to move?
It would be a very, very well thought out.
That's not what I asked you.
Would you depend on where, and also would depend on the work and the lifestyle that came with the move.
All right. I didn't say out of Arizona.
All right.
All I'm saying is would you be willing to move from this very finite place to a place that's not so finite? If you would, your odds are better that you will find employment sooner. And my suggestion is one thing. really take an honest, introspective look at the idea of public relations. Don't know why. All I'm saying is it might be worth a consideration. You say it takes social media. I say it just takes ingenuity. And I think if you operate from that perspective, then the rest will fall into place. I just feel you're not looking in the direction that you could and in or the arena. So I would tend to say take a look at other venues and other avenues.
I'm looking at that. I'm including in my job search everything related to any, you know, to I'm not certainly not using my skills as the only, I'm looking very broadly is what I'm trying to say. I'm looking very broadly in my field, including outside of my area.
Absolutely. And continue to do that, and you will find employment.
Well, there's a small company. It's not really a startup, but there's a small company that does news and other kinds of things in my town that I am very interested in. I just don't know whether or not they pay their employees. But that's really where I'd like to go if there's pay involved. But we'll see, I guess. Hello?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I got disconnected. I got booted off of my own show. How fun is that? Anyway, caller on Skype, where are you calling from and what's your first name?
Hello. Thanks for taking my call, Stephen. How are you?
I'm doing well. And who am I talking with?
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello.
Oh, good.
I can hear you now.
Okay, good. What's your name?
My name is Vicki. I'm calling from D.C.
From D.C.?
Yes.
Fun place to live. So, Vicki, how can I best be of service to you this evening?
My question is, I am working in a contract. They gave the deadline for the assignment the end of the month, meaning October. Do you see them extending that project, or do you see them moving me over to a new project?
I get newness and expansion around you. So that to me says it's moving you to a new project that is giving you greater responsibility.
Awesome. You just made my day. Well, May day, night. Awesome. Awesome.
Well, no, I just,
you
are surrounded.
Indicate. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Do you get any, as far as indication, when they would let me know?
They're going to keep you on pins and needles until the last minute. And obviously you're already there. They don't mean any harm by it. It's just they want to make sure everything is in place. They really appreciate your performance at where you have been. That's the reason I get expansion around you. And I think what you're doing, for whatever it's worth, is going to lead to the sense of permanence.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly what that means other than...
Well, because it's a contracting position now, so it's a contract, so it's not a permanent position. It's
right,
a contract.
But I even think the next one will be contract as well.
Right, okay.
All right, but I think the next one leads to greater levels of responsibility, and I think it's going to lead to expansion for you.
Okay.
at the same time.
And this is the same within the company that I am with now. That's what you're picking up.
I'm going to say yes to that. And what I'm basing that on is it seems to be familiar, and familiarity to me means that you are familiar with the organization, so that's how I take it.
Or it could be that I'm probably familiar with the position too, so it could go either way.
Yes, it can. Good, perfect point.
Okay.
But yes, it can. But you are in a mode of expansion, so I think you've got much to look forward to.
Awesome. That is awesome. That is great news. And I ordered the Metaphysical Bible a couple weeks ago, but I still haven't gotten it yet. So I need to go back online and check and see.
Where did you order that? Was it from Amazon?
No, I think it was on your website. I have to go back and check my email.
Well, you know what, girlfriend?
Through PayPal.
Yeah. Right, okay. If you did not get it, you make sure that you send me an email, and I will send you the link to where all you got to do is click on it, and it'll download right to you.
Okay, awesome. I will do that. Thank you.
All right, Vicki. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Caller from 678. Where are you calling from and what's your first name? Hello? You still there? Okay. Caller from 646. Where are you calling from and what's your first name?
Hi, Stephen. New York Faith is my name.
And you say Faith?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, awesome. Well, Faith, how can we surprise each other tonight?
Maybe you could give me a message. We spoke a couple of months ago, and you were seeing really good things for me, actually as far as fame for my career. But you also acknowledged my financial stuff was a little tricky. And you said it was I had to keep learning how to work with money. And just wondering what you get now.
I would say improvement, but I'm going to say I don't know what this relates to, but I keep, when every time I focus on you right now, I get the sense of being scattered. What's that?
Yeah, I'm in a real funk. I just got back from somewhere. I think I want to go back there. Today, I've just really been scattered. The roommate moved out. A lot of weird feelings.
That's also probably why I'm feeling a lot of erratic stuff going on, over worry and concern right now.
That's true.
All right, as though things are totally coming apart, and in a moment they are. But remember something. Anytime change happens, Faith, things have to come apart first. And so what you're going through right at the moment is this coming apart or seeming explosion. Does that mean you have to run to the mountains? That answer is no. The other thing I'm getting is you got to get yourself grounded. Too much in a fear-based mode?
I am.
Well, the good news is right at the moment, I don't see you moving, which means you probably get another roommate. And you go ahead.
Oh, actually, I'd like to move, but I don't have the finances to do it.
Well, right now, I don't see you moving, so that's probably why you don't have the finances presently to do it. It's because you're supposed to be where you are. You'll find another roommate, and I think that needs to be your focus or concentration right at this moment, is locating that new roommate so it doesn't get overly difficult on you. You are going through change, obviously, too. You're also going through an education in this change to make you a stronger person so that you can accomplish the goals that you are after. So the next, I'm going to say 60 days are not necessarily going to be the easiest on you. But I can tell you, you will come through it. So just work with what you have. It's not going to be all roses, but you'll come through it.
Do you think there's a way I could be here without a roommate?
As it stands today, that answer is no.
Shucks.
Well, no, I just mean materially speaking, I would say no, that wouldn't be in your best interest. But will you always have a roommate? No, that answer is no. No, you won't.
Well,
but right now it's a value, so, and I would also say choose differently. Just choose differently.
There's someone I met. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. There's someone you met?
Yeah, in a group. And she was interested. Would she be a good choice?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
And I think she was put in your path on purpose. So I would tend to say yes. Heavily consider her.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it does.
All right, just one, it's one breath and one step at a time, ma'am. That's all.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Steve.
Bye. Caller from 704, where are you calling from and what's your first name?
Melanie, caller from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Well, hello, Melanie, down there in an area that might just soon be getting a hurricane.
Hopefully it passes.
Actually, I think it's going to do what they're saying it's going to do, and it's going to go up the coast, and then I think it's going to loop back around and come right back in Florida. I really think it's going to do that. Which is going to be
That's what I heard.
You're going to get some of it, but being in Charlotte, you certainly are not going to get the brunt of it.
Right.
So, Melanie, how can I best be of service this evening?
Yes, I wanted to know what you picked up as far as wealth coming into my life, and
as far as what coming into your life.
Love, like a relationship? Do you see a relationship coming into my life?
Yeah, but you got to learn to relax. You don't particularly care for vulnerability. And for you to make yourself vulnerable to somebody is very difficult for you to do. And I think because of that, it kind of keeps it away from you. Relationships are something historically that have controlled you, and what you've done is you've kind of reversed it into the point where you want to control it. Does that make sense?
A lot of sense, yep.
Okay, so as long as you take that position, you're going to be finding feisty males and high levels of difficulty when it comes to the idea of relationship. If you learn to be more at peace with your own self, and for some strange reason I'm going to say keep your past out of your present, it would probably work better for you. When I say keep your past out of your present, it's because I see you constantly looking, kind of like looking over your shoulder, especially when you ask me about the idea of relationships. And it's kind of like now you look backward when you ask the question. So that's why I'm sharing with you what I'm sharing. So will you ultimately have it? Yes. Tomorrow? No. Because right now at where you are in your life, it's almost like you're too busy pushing it away. I mean, you want it. And the other thing, too, is by gosh, don't you have the tendency to give too much of yourself up when you get in a relationship? Does that make sense?
That's a lot of fun.
All right. I think that's the reason you have such difficulty, which basically means, Melanie, that what you're doing is you're finding guys that you think you can fix or heal, and then you end up getting blamed for everything you're attempting to heal. Does that sound familiar?
That sounds like my dad.
Okay. All right. So if you really want to have a relationship, find somebody that's already fixed. The next thing is whatever they think is what they think. And because they think ill of you, that's okay. Let them think ill of you. Because if it bothers you too much, you'll start changing you to match what they're thinking. And you've already learned that that doesn't work. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense.
All right. So you can have your relationship when you stop giving yourself up, because you're the most important person in your life and in that relationship. So you always remember that, okay?
Okay. So I stop giving my all, but at the same time, don't try to control it, because I think that's what the issue is with me, is because that I have been aware, I am aware of me giving 100% to and not getting nothing back. And so now when I'm actually talking to guys, I really do put this wall up, but at the same time I want a relationship, but I think they can feel it. So then
absolutely.
I find myself battling with them.
And the next thing I would say to you, lovely one, is that if some guy is attempting to impress you, then you know automatically he's not being himself. So find somebody that's not necessarily attempting to impress you. He just talks with you. And that's the type of person for you to look for, and that's the type of person that you will find. You with me?
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. And quick question, real quick. The one that really broke my heart, which is my ex, I don't understand why he keeps coming in. Like, what is his intentions with me?
You stay away from him. He knows you'll always be there, so he can walk away and he can come back. And so what I'm saying to you is don't keep doing that. You're being a yo-yo, where he can throw the yo-yo out and the string is going to bring it back, and that's what you're doing. So and that's not serving you at all.
No, thank you so
all right.
much.
Thanks, Melanie.
Bye.
Caller from 708, where are you calling from, and what's your first name?
Hello, I'm calling from Illinois. My name is Delphine.
Well, Delphine, how are you this lovely evening?
I am good.
Awesome. So how can I best be of service to Delphine this evening?
Well, seeing that it's my birthday on Friday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're 27. You're 27 now?
No. I'm 38. I'll be 38.
Well, you're okay. So how can I best be of service?
My question is, I've been out of work for a while. I was wondering, when do you see me getting a job? Now, I do have a side job where I do, I'm a jury consultant. I sell jewelry, and I like that, but I need a flow of income to keep, you know, money coming in to pay my bills until my business picks up.
Yeah, I'm hearing you. The job you're going to have is connected to what you do now, and you aren't looking at all the possibilities of what you do now, and you aren't necessarily also, and you have a little bit of an inhibited nature about what I'm about to say. You're not using the contacts that you have to help you expand. Does that make sense?
You're talking about expand as far as my jury?
You could do, you, for, all right, let's take our focus off of, what do? You help find people for jury duty or what?
No, jewelry, sell jewelry, like necklaces, rings, stuff
like
that.
Oh, jewelry, okay, yeah. Okay,
yes.
Gotcha. I'm going to say it again. For some reason, I feel that Delphine is not using the connections that she has to help expand the jewelry so that you can get more of it out there. I believe your creative side is there, and I believe definitely that it is going to come through, but you're not necessarily using, and I don't know how this relates to what you're doing and how you're doing it, but you're not using all the resources that are absolutely available for you to use.
Oh, wow, because I'm going to networking events, and I'm hosting jury parties, which it's picking up. It's doing pretty good. So I'm just trying to figure out.
Yeah, it's going to work for you, but I still get that maybe for you it's just kind of like looking in a different direction. I mean, a jewelry party, okay. I would say that takes a lot to do, and it's a very small market focus for that time frame. Does that make sense?
Yes, but I also go to networking events where I'm a vendor at some of these networking events and set up.
Those to me are going to be probably your best bet, but I just simply feel that all the resources that you have available to you are not necessarily being utilized at this very moment. When I look down the road for you,
yes.
You have, now, I always say this, time frames are very interesting for me because there's so many variables involved. That being said, I think this spring, this coming spring, is when the window of opportunity for great expansion is actually going to come for you. So that necessarily now means to me, whatever you do, don't stop. Don't give up and what it is that you are attempting to do and attempting to accomplish. Keep going.
Okay.
I think you're closer than ever. The way that you will recognize that, Delphine, is going to be through this.
Mm-hmm.
As it seemingly begins to get more difficult, you are at the leading edge of your own success, and that's the universe's way of saying, do you really want this? Do you really choose this? So if it appears to get more difficult, don't get frustrated and don't give up. Keep going.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Okay, but as far as that makes sense, but as far as a regular job, do you see me getting paid? Because I'm currently
a regular job.
Right.
A regular job. You and a boss don't mix, and I think you know that.
Being a boss?
Yeah, no, somebody being your boss, that doesn't necessarily, I mean, you can do it, but that's not something that necessarily sits well with you, which basically means you have an innate tendency of minor resistance to managers.
Oh, wow.
You there?
Yes, I'm listening.
And it's not that you cannot work for people. It's just like you do not like being managed on, if that makes any sense.
Well, I think I like to be managed, but not once I get it. It's like, don't continue to micromanage me. Once I get
right.
it, and you well, know I got
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But that's the part that I'm talking about, because that's the part that invariably does occur. Personally, I feel that when it comes to the idea of, quote, a regular job, whatever that means, I get the sense you are only sort of looking, that you're not really looking. Does that make sense?
I mean, I have put out applications.
Oh, yeah, I didn't say you weren't, yeah. My lovely lady in the background said it, she said, but not enough. It's kind of like you're only sort of doing it. It's kind of like going through the motions to satisfy the idea of your mind that you're looking, but I don't know if you are serious or sincere. I don't know the best way to look at that. So shift your view of it. If you're going to look for work to help the monetary flow, then sincerely look for it.
Right.
And
so if I shift the flow, when do you see me getting?
Well, already 90 seconds. We're in early October. Time frames again being what they are. More in a November thing, November window, but I get that's not going to be permanent, but it is going to lead to something permanent. And we're down to the last 60 seconds of the show, Delphine, so
okay.
I'm going to have to say thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Stephen Harefield, Dr. Stephen Harefield. I love working with people. And once again, I apologize for not being able to get to all the callers tonight. There's still several of you online. I do this every week, so if I didn't get to you this evening, then I would suggest, hey, give me a call next week, because I'll be here, same time, same place. And you can get a hold of me at www.harefield.com. And you can also email me at Stephen@Harefield, HAIRFIELD.com. And again, for those of you that didn't get to, I apologize, but we'll be back again. So be back with us. Thank you.